I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Everybody, we're here again. Today is Friday, and the date for today from Larry, since he's a day and date keeper, is June 22nd, 2012. So thank you, Larry, and we'll just see. Today's our paranormal evening. We'll just see what is paranormal out there, or in there, or around you or somewhere. So, Harry, are you up there in the paranormal world somewhere?
Yeah, I'm here today, hopefully on the same timeline as everybody else, on June 22nd, 2012 already. I can't believe how fast this year is whizzing by. So it's Paranormal Fridays, everybody. So welcome to Station 2 here on BBS. If you'd like to call in, the phone numbers are on the bbsradio.com, excuse me, Creation Lightship page, Station 2. So it's 888-429-5471, toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. And then if you can't get through on those or you're outside the U.S. or Canada, you can try area code 530-513-6472, and we'll be here on Station 2 same time tomorrow night. So, let's have a look. Got people typing questions already into the fast chat, so keep typing them there, or you can call in. Ron, you've got one more Sunday. Better mention that before we dive into questions here. One more Sunday on your June intensives coming up, right?
Yep, that's this Sunday coming up, getting rid of alien life forms, little critters that live inside of you. Think of the movie Alien, and we get rid of those things. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, Keith has a question about 2012, since we're unbelievably halfway through this year already. So he's saying, Ron, during 2012, do you suggest the media clearing or other clearings to avoid... Uh-oh, I've just jumped ahead too many pages. Wait a minute, I got to go back. It was a split question.
I would do the nano clearing for sure. Get that one off. Then we have the 2012 special clearing up.
Barcodes.
The barcode one, yeah. Those two is what I would recommend for this year up to now.
And so Keith is wondering about what clearing, if you're hearing talk of predictions and aliens coming to save us. He's wondering if the media clearing would help with that, or if there are any others that would help with that.
Hearing about it, it's possible you might have a hookup. So can't say that you do. But sometimes that's how they come across. The media clearing is designed to get rid of the energy that you have heard something awful about, to get it off of you. That's what it's for. The medium, that clearing could be very beneficial. The media clearing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Also, there's the cording, isn't there a cording to events? I'm trying to think what that other cording was.
Yeah, I'm thinking here, event cording.
I don't know why, but I'm drawing complete blank, except I have this thing in my head saying, there's according to events clearing. Maybe if anyone's done that, you can type in and confirm that, or otherwise we've gone nuts tonight. But I think there is. If there is, that might be a good one, because if you're hearing about different events that are being predicted, you could be getting courted to those.
Yeah, that that's the problem, is that when you start hearing stuff, sometimes there's energetic codes attached to this stuff, and it could possibly harm you. But you kind of have to, use discernment and just see kind of what's happening. So it's really hard to say what to tell you to do. It all depends, if you heard something, five or six times, then I would say definitely do the media clearing. Not maybe you're okay, but you have to kind of find out and see how you feel about it. If you keep thinking about it, then chances are you're courted. That's the easiest way. If you keep thinking about something, what's going to happen, this and that or the other, then I would suggest that you probably want to get that clearing done. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Israel has an interesting question. When a person makes cookies and mixes the dough with their hands, and then, the cookies are cooked and then we eat them, are we eating that person's energy?
Oh, dear. Yeah, we all know what that answer would be. Remember,
so what do we do about that?
We saw that thing about all bread has that preservative. I won't say all bread, but maybe store-bought bread has something in there to preserve the dough, which is Japanese hair. Chinese hair. Excuse me. Maybe the Japanese would be better. I don't know. But anyway, it was the Chinese hair. It was right on the internet maybe 6 months ago or something that they has a special compound or something in it that they use in dough. Make the dough so it probably lasts longer or something. But you could probably just Google it. Having a hairball with cats means a little more to humans now.
Hmm.
Here you're going, yuck. But anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah. Well, that's a little different from mixing, just getting the energy from the person who's made it versus getting the DNA in the dough. Which you would be, obviously. I mean, that's like a physical thing versus an energy thing. So what would you say about Israel's question, Ron?
You would be getting the energy, from the person as they're, touching it. So that would be correct.
So can we command that energy back to the person before we eat anything?
That might be a good idea. Yeah.
So what would we say? I command the energy of everybody who's had contact with this food before me back to their body or something like that. What would you say?
Yeah, and probably get off the energetic cording and their thoughts. Mainly because the energy of their thoughts can get put into your food. You could even do a test yourself of that. You could have some good thoughts, maybe. The thoughts are thoughts. And think negatively and put it into your food and then think of something that's more positive and put it into the next portion of food and taste it and see if there's any changes to it. So the thoughts will go into something. Fortunately, thoughts are things, and the things become creatures. So you don't know what you're eating as you have somebody's thoughts being put into it. Which right away, you really don't want to go to a restaurant to eat or anything. You don't know what the energy of that person is. Oh, what are they doing during their break? Are they doing something that don't do yourself? And are you getting that energy? So, well, it gets to be, kind of I don't know. You get to the point to where what do you do? Because everything is going to be not copacetic with you. So you got to kind of draw the line of what you want to do. So it's probably maybe always good to go. And if you go out to eat someplace, look back at the establishment and just see if the cook is doing anything weird out there, breaks. That's going to be transferred onto the food. So that's another way of looking at it, But yeah, everything does take energy. Depends what type of energy a person is going to put into the food, just like what you do. You tend to think of somebody maybe coughing or sneezing or doing something to the food that you're eating, but what if something else that they're doing that you would not like? So that's kind of how it looks. Very confusing, though, is what to do next. And basically, if you didn't eat, you'd probably be fine. Back to you, Carrie. I think we got a beep.
I think we have a beep. Yes, is somebody on the line?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about your, cookies and the hair thing in the food and the dough. I mean, can you use the object clearing to get rid of all that energy?
Yeah, you probably could to a certain extent. It might be worth trying. I think you could probably change the energy on it.
Yeah, neutralize it, right? It wouldn't be like taking odd harmonics off, putting even harmonics back in.
Yep, I would say that would be one thing to do, yes.
Because you can't help it when people do thoughts on your food if you're not preparing it yourself. So
yeah.
That's the only way, I think, that you can protect yourself.
Yeah, that's basically
it. You can't command other people's energies. I don't think you could, Ron. Can you really do that? Can I really command somebody else's spirit? I mean, I might be strong enough, but...
You're taking away their cording energies.
Oh, okay.
What they courted, what you're getting rid of.
There's another aspect to that, the hair thing that you mentioned. I was going to donate my hair, and then I, for some reason, realized I better not, because if they use that for, like, wigs, I'm sorry for people with cancer and who's in chemotherapy, mm-hmm. wouldn't that transfer to me as well?
Yes, it will. Still your hair.
And the fingernails and all that other stuff. Any of your cells? I mean, this sounds like we should be keeping our own stuff to ourselves, and how do we get rid of it? Burn it? I mean, I don't see how else to get rid of it. Maybe clear it on the object, too?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, that you have a good question there. You know, that's very good.
Yeah, interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
So collect a bucket of our toenail clippings and then have a bonfire once a year.
I just realized we all throw all our hairs in the trash, and it's all in the dump.
Yeah.
A little toxic there? Can you imagine? That's probably why we're so toxic, Ron.
Could be, yeah.
There's
chemicals
all over the place.
That's a really creepy but good point.
That's probably where our toxins are coming from, besides the nano stuff. This is planet's full of it. It's almost impossible, but I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. I have to do the nano clearing. I didn't want to ask you a question about that.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. No, not really the nano one. Actually... Not yet. I have to do it. I'm going to probably sign up for it during the intensive so I could, be on the light ship getting healings while I'm doing that. You said it's okay, right, to be doing the nano clearing while we're on the intensive.
Yes,
So it'd probably be safer for me to be there and start my first round. And whatever happens, I could always ask the light beings to heal me in the healing rooms, I'm assuming.
Because
you told us not to do...
That's correct. We can't do it
on our own on the computer. We only supposed to put up one, only the nano clearing, but if we're on the intensive, that makes it better.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. The real question I called in for, Ron, is when I went up to Boston, I noticed something, and this has to do with the solstice or any of those ceremonies that they always do at a certain time of, year. There's like some group in New York, they go to the Cleopatra's Needle. Do you know this monument over there by the... Museum of Art on the Upper East Side, and it looks just like the Washington Monument, like the obelisk.
Okay, I haven't. Go ahead.
Okay, it's a piece of something that was shipped over from Egypt, and it's got all the hieroglyphics on it, and people in that I used to be involved in were doing, like, I guess, ceremonies, activations during the solstice. And I've seen things that go on there before I even knew you, and I knew there's something, you know, it's opening a portal of some sort. And so I was wondering, and then I realized when I was in Boston, they have a similar obelisk. It's the same shape. Like, to me, it reminds me of, you know, like there's places all over the planet probably with obelisks. So they're all connected somehow, probably some doorway to some alien race, of course. I'm assuming it's Egyptian because it seems to be that's the shape that the Egyptians, besides the pyramids, is the obelisk. So can we crash that, please, or should I be doing that if I feel that that's...
Timeline crashes could probably help out a lot.
Okay. I was hoping you could start it off, and then when I get a chance, I'll continue leaving it on, but I'm only doing one thing at a time. I'm doing the solstice stuff right now, so I'm assuming it's going to take care of that event, because any events, I just put it general for the world. I don't know, maybe I've been too general, but I wanted to start it somewhere. I guess I should start in New York, because I'm in New York. So
well, just start it for yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't involved with any of the groups, but, you know, I've known people, and maybe, I don't know, I'm assuming I cleared all that, but I still didn't do the courtings. I've only done the affiliation, organization affiliation. Those are contracts, but there might be courtings to me from other organizations that I don't even know I'm still connected to, possibly. Can you tell me if I am? Do you know that, Ron? Because I never finished getting that.
Let's just do a recording release here, and we'll just see what happens here, okay?
Okay.
So here we go, releasing energetic cords. So one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. If your body feels different, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see what that does for you.
Okay. Do you think that the signs and symbols, would that be a clearing for something like the shapes, like the pyramids and the obelisk? Because I feel there's some kind of connection to that as well.
Could be. Signs and symbols could be connected to that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's just alien races. I just know it's probably connected in some way. All right, well, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Pauline. Thanks for calling. So am I hearing myself echo back? No, okay. Excuse me. So just, I'm going to jump around a bit here. Mossy was asking, or just wanting clarification, Ron, are you saying, or she's wondering if, in the case of Pauline donating her hair, are you saying that you can do that if you've done the object clearing on the hair first and then you can donate it?
I wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah. Now, because we couldn't clear the DNA out of it just by the object clearing, I don't think, could we?
You're correct. Yeah, you can clear the energy on it, but you can't clear out the DNA.
Okay. All right. So anything that grew from our body, we don't want to be putting anywhere else. Of course, it's a little difficult with hair, you know, I mean, you go to the store and a hair drops off your head and then you go home and the hair is at the store. But, yeah, so, okay. Going back in order here of the questions then. So Kevin was asking when the generic seventh generation clearing was coming up on the website. And I'm not sure, Ron, I know that's, I think the test page was made for that, but I'm not sure if that's active. I guess it's not if Kevin is asking. Do you know?
I'll have to check on that.
Okay. Alrighty. And then Ed was asking, where is the one-time object clearing, not the lifetime one? So If you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, on the home page, scroll down, almost to the bottom. There is the section with the kind of orangey writing title, the title Personal Divine Activations. And there are three there, the water, the object, and then the pictures that you can get activated and Ron sends out. So the middle one, the second one of the three, is the object activation. So that's the one where you can buy it just for one time if you'd like. Jason had a cording question, and he's asking, how do you prevent recording after certain cords have been removed? And how do you just, how, in general, how do you prevent getting cords? So how do you, when something's been removed, how do you prevent it getting reconnected?
That's up to the other people who you're seeing. It's very hard to do the shrink wrap. That'd be the probably the only thing that I could tell you to do, and that may help. But other than that, you have no control over people's thoughts. Other mind work. So if they see you or talk about you, then you're being courted. That's about all that I can tell you.
And then to not send them out and connect with people that way, maybe you can describe, Ron, how to not send cords out if we're the originator of the cord, potentially.
Uh-huh.
So I guess... don't think about anything or anybody, and then you won't cord them. And, of course, that's a little difficult to do day-to-day for most of us in our lives, but the mind-to-heart drop will get you into the place where you will not be sending any cords out. Right, Ron?
Yes, hopefully that'd be the way to be, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Liz is asking, can we have a clearing for alien scum over our eyes? Yuck.
Sure. So, you guys ready? So, one. Oh, boy. Two. Ooh, three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh man, one, two, three, four, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. See how you're feeling with that. Back to you, Carrie. How are you doing?
I started yawning in the latter part of it, yeah. I didn't feel it at the beginning, but then I did. Wow. I guess I had slimy eyes. Lovely. And let's see, I was just looking at the comments from the decoding, Ron. People were saying they were yawning with that one, too, and Bonnie was saying thank you, she's feeling better. There have been some nice comments and also people thanking you for the entity call earlier today, Ron, that I didn't read out because I was trying to whiz through the questions here and not get behind. But there have been quite a few words of thank yous for you. Sarah is asking for, excuse me, a sample clearing for grief.
Okay, grief, here we go. So, boy, one, this is like sadness too.
Yeah, me too.
One, I'll do grief, then I'll do sadness. One,
Okay.
Four, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and one, two,
ooh, wow.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do sadness. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so some comments, people feeling the alien eye scum, watering eyes, and yawning. excuse me. Jason's saying that his eyes are getting better daily. He did a clearing for Jason's eyes about a week ago, I think. Marcy's saying she's getting a little headachey from the nano clearing. So, Marcy, I was just going to recommend that maybe you slow it down a little and maybe don't do 3 hours on each segment. I think you said you were doing that. Maybe just try two or one and see if that helps. I got headachey too on some of those, and I'm just doing 2 hours on each section at the moment. So you might want to try that. All right, so let's see. Sandy's wondering, what is the best clearing for death of a pet?
Boy.
So I guess, are you trying to help yourself or the pet? So maybe we could take that in two parts, Ron. What would you do, first of all, for a pet that had just died?
Well, the pets normally will hang around for quite a while sometimes, so you could ask them to stay with you if you like. The pet will stay with you.
And would that be their spirit or their emotional body that's staying with you?
It would probably be more of their emotional body.
Okay.
Spirit, I don't know exactly where they go to. Oh, I've never really tracked a spirit, but I have taken some spirits from, you know, dogs and cats and taken them up to the light ship instantly. But other than that, where they may go to after that, I don't know. And the emotional body could stay here, and even, you know, you could ask the spirit to be with you, too. So both would be okay. Remember, they're not really, they're not really into reincarnation that much like we are.
So they get out of here? They go back to their pet home base?
No, they may not. Maybe the dark side keeps them someplace. I haven't really investigated that, but I have taken pets out of here.
Okay.
But I don't really, or haven't really looked that much to see where they go to, you know.
And then for the person, I'm going to assume that it's Sandy that's just lost her pet, what would be the best clearing for Sandy or for anyone else who's lost a pet or just lost one?
Boy, that could be sadness. It could be infinite sadness. It could be even anxiety. It could be heartache. So those are the ones that I might look at, you know.
Yeah. You want to do a sample of the heartache one for Sandy tonight, Ron?
Sure, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, that's that one. We'll do the other one now. We'll do, that was sadness. Let's do heartache.
I think that was heartache.
All right, let's do sadness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is bigger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So Larry is asking about the whole life slime body clearing. I think he's asking for a little sample of that.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right, thank you, Ron. So Brian is saying his eyes feel like sandpaper, and he's wondering if that is the scum. I guess this was when you were clearing the eye scum. So he must be blinking and getting a gritty feeling under his eyelids. So probably that is what that was, Brian. Right, Ron?
I would say so, yes.
Okay. And then Pat is mentioning that the sludge body moved a lot of energy out, and it was almost as intense as the nano clearing. And the sledge one is one that you are giving away free this month with the intensives, right? That's the sledge one?
Yes, it is, uh-huh.
Yeah, so if you haven't been on them, you can still come on Sunday and enjoy the intensive on Sunday and be on the light ship till the end of the month getting healings, and you'll get the sludge body clearing. as well. So thanks for the reminder on that, Pat. excuse me, Jason is asking for a clearing for attachments to the back of the heart chakra. Please.
Yeah, that would be more like cordings, probably. Energetic cords. So here we go, or energetic objects. So just two objects. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All righty. And Ben, thank you. And Ben is reminding us all and Marcy that the detox, doing detox water, water really helps with the nano clearing. And I know there have been other people who are doing that. So Marcy or any of you, if you want to do that to help, if you're finding the nano clearing a little rough, the personal water activation on Ron's website is super, super inexpensive. And you can find it on the homepage right by the personal object activation, which is down on the left-hand side under personal divine activations near the bottom, just above the radio archive section there. So you can just click on there and get some water, some detox water for the nano clearing if you're finding that a little rough going. So let's see. Marcy's wondering if animals do not have to be here, why would they come to a dark side planet? Excuse me.
Don't know. I don't have an answer for that one.
They got stuck just like we did. I guess nothing coming here knows what's going on here till you get here, I think, right? Probably,
yep.
Ron?
Probably correct,
Okay. All righty. Scrolling down looking for questions here. Let's see. Sorry, my fast chat just went down. I'm just pulling it back up. So Connor was feeling, I think it's the last clearing. No, it was before that. One of the clearings Connor is feeling in his throat, and Sarah says she can't stop yawning with tonight's clearings. Bobby's asking, what does it mean if you cough during a clearing?
Probably something inside of you is trying to get out. Johnny,
yeah, I have coughs at a lot of them.
That's what I'd say, something inside trying to leave.
Yeah, coughing and yawning are probably two of the most things that I do, most common things I do. Jason is asking, what address do we send Western Union to want to get in on intensive? What address do we send Western Union to want to get? Oh, okay, so we must be sending a money order or something.
Oh, boy, it's go to the website. It's on there. You don't have PayPal? I would just probably get PayPal. That'd be the easiest. Quickest way. That takes like 5 minutes to get set up.
So, Jason, if that isn't, if you can't do PayPal for some reason and you have to do a Western Union transaction, I would say send Ron an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and go from there. Ron, maybe you can, you know, or give Ron a call. PayPal is definitely the easiest and quickest way to do the payment on the clearings. But yeah, so okay, I am refreshing the archive here. Oh yeah, so Jason wanted the email to connect with you directly. So creationlightchip@yahoo.com. There are a few others, but they all get to the same place, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, my fast chat's being a bit slow right now. Marcy's wondering if doing the exercise I now increase my life force energy, will that help during the nano clearing?
I guess it would.
Kind of be like doing the spirit infusion portion of it. It'll bring more of your spirit into your body, I believe, right, Ron?
That is correct, uh-huh.
So it kind of speed up that part of it. So it would be good to do, but don't not do the spirit infusion on the website. All right, let's see. I don't think I'm seeing any other questions here.
Nothing paranormal then tonight, huh?
No. Yep, I'm just reading. So let's see, we have about 15-ish minutes left. I'm having a little dip in energy here. Connor is saying, looks like Connor coughed out some energetic life form in his lungs. Or maybe he's saying that's why we cough.
Could be, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I'm drawing a blank here, and I'm looking back over a few pages to see if there are any other questions lurking in the background here. I'm not seeing anything. Do I have anything on my piece of paper here? No, we've done all those. Okay. Well, let's see, Ron, what would you like to do? Does anybody want to call in? We've got about 15 minutes left if you've got some strange happenings out there. 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472. Are we going to just wait for a caller, Ron?
I'm good. See, we could do a peace energy here. Let's do that. Oh, here we go, everybody. Peace energy. Oh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. Oh, back to you.
Okay, some questions have popped up. So, Ed is wondering, how are disputes resolved on the light ship? How about in the universe of light?
No disputes, no judgment. Does not exist.
Cindy is saying, something jumped on my bed. She's wondering if it's cats that have died. Oh.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, if you're a cat lover, animal lover, that can happen. Have things come to you automatically.
And then Jason's asking if you could do a water charging, please.
Oh, we'll do peaceful, sleepful, drinkful, drinking water here. So here we go, everybody. One. Oh boy, two. Three. Four. Five. Another rough one. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. Boy, and one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you. So, Marcy's wondering, with the skin misting water, how often we should use it?
Much as you like.
Okay. So, Jason, let's see, the entities in my apartment have locked me out once and keep hiding my keys. Wow. Sorry, go ahead.
I do a bunch of timeline crashes on that.
Yeah, geez. excuse me. Q is asking, are you still, excuse me, running the half-price special for the lifetime clearings?
Yes, uh-huh. My clearing, that's $100 or more. Then you can get the next one that you have for half price.
And that goes for any clearing, the whole life ones or anything that costs $100 or more. So you can use that on any type of clearing that fits those parameters. Why is water misting or skin misting water better than water charging and drinking it?
One is for your skin. One is going onto your skin, and the other ones are internal. Have internal and external.
Okay, and then on light planets, how do people get around? So I guess, are there transportation vehicles, or do beings just walk, or on planets that are light, 100% light?
It all depends what the spirit chooses to have on the planet.
Okay.
All up to the spirit of the planet.
And then Q is wondering, how do you get rid of roaches?
No.
Are they from the dark, Ron, or from the light?
They look like they're from the dark.
They certainly have that creepy insect feel about them.
Yep.
So do you have any suggestions on how to get rid of roaches? Are there any clearings that would send them scuttling in the opposite direction from where you are?
Not that I think of. Well, that's a good one. Don't know.
I wonder if putting light beings up would attract them or repel them.
You could try that. Don't know. Very interesting.
Yeah. So Ed is wondering, how can creative people not step on each other's toes even up there? So I guess even up on the light ship.
Because they're all in their own frequencies. All individual. Nothing is connected or correlated. refuse to do because there's no energetic cords. They're all separate. Hey, back to you, Carrie. I think we got a beat, maybe.
Yes, I think so, too. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. How are you? I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So, yes, I had a question that today. I had a paranormal experience. I don't really know what happened, but I was doing a virus removal. I downloaded Kaspersky, a virus removal program on my computer, and then I had my notes right in front of me. I turned the tablet back to check on a few things. I turned back again. Notes have completely disappeared. And I don't know if I jumped the timeline or if I just got careless and misplaced my notes. And I was wondering what Ron would say about that.
Boy, got me. I don't know how to answer that one, Larry. I don't know.
Okay. It just seemed
did
like
the whole pack
quite...
disappear?
You know, all my notes disappeared. Yeah, I had about 1 through 8 steps in there. And then I had to make them all over again because, and I looked through the other notebooks, they were gone there too, and they were just, if I could have perchance put them in another notebook, I didn't think I could have, but they were right there in front of my eyes. I turned the notebook and then I turned back to that page and they were all gone. And it was just a few seconds interval, then I turned back and they weren't there, and I don't know what happened, but if I was careless or if, misplaced them, or if I jumped a timeline, or what happened, I really can't understand what happened. But I had to write them over again, the notes over again.
Yeah, I would say it's probably lost on a timeline, and if you happen to go back there and bring it back, you may discover it and go, oh, yeah, I knew it was there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, if you do find it, you know that they pulled a fast one on you.
Oh, that sure was a weird experience, I tell you, right in front of my eyes.
Yep.
Turn over and turn back and they're gone just that quick. It was just a weird experience, and that never quite happened to me like that before, but it was very tantamount to losing reality and it not being there when you thought it was.
Yeah,
that's a really in-your-face example.
Yeah, that's
yeah, but I replaced the notes, but so I call them back, I get double notes, I guess. Would that be okay to call my notes back again, Ron?
They may come back, and then you may want to feel the energy on it to see maybe where they went or where they,
okay,
where they were.
Right. And then if I do, I'll find out, then I'll call them back again. And that would be okay. Then I'll try that.
And you want to find out where you were, you know?
Oh, where I was in that parallel area. Okay. Yeah, and call myself back and the notes then.
Yeah, bring everything back, yeah.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very weird, but thank you very much, Ron.
Yeah, well, this is our weird night, so we're good.
Yeah, it's paranormal, abnormal.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It'll be normal, huh? Yeah.
Well, thanks, Larry. I hope you find them. Then you'll have two notes. Two sets of notes. Wouldn't that be weird if you look down and suddenly there were two sets of notes? I think I might faint.
Yeah, and
I have to scrape myself off the floor and get back in my chair.
Yeah, and just think if the one that you lost previously had more notes than the one that you're doing now.
Yeah, in your own handwriting, too.
With somebody's phone number on it that you can't remember.
That would be a good TV show premise, wouldn't it? Stuff coming back with more done to it than you had done when it vanished. That could be really interesting.
Yep.
Golly jeepers. Well, Pauline is suggesting the space clearing if you have a cockroach problem. That's a good idea. That might work. Yeah. So,
that would be good, yeah.
So I've got somebody typing to me that we've got no audio. Let me see if anyone's saying that on the fast chat here. Got to go forward a little bit. Nope, people seem to be hearing us there. Okay, so I have 56.5 on my
I think you're
untrustworthy
about right.
clock. Oh, okay, good. Alrighty.
Right. Well, I guess our next BBS program is tomorrow. We're on the same timeline. And hopefully we'll see you. It's the
maybe,
show. Hopefully I
maybe
won't...
we'll find Larry's notes tomorrow night. You never know.
Oh.
You never know what's going to happen here on planet Earth. Okay. Well, thank you, Ron, for all the clearings. You did a lot for us tonight. There was much yawning and coughing and eye-watering going on. So thank you very much. And thanks, everybody, for your calls and your questions. And we'll see you tomorrow, Station 2, here on bbsradio.com at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Yep, we'll be here, hopefully.
Did you do the water? Yes, you did, didn't you? Yeah, so enjoy your sleepy water,
yep.
Sleepy-making water. And,
okay. Hey,
yeah.
Blessings. Thank you, Carrie, and have a wonderful evening. Oh, nice.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Night-night.